KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 75. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, July 2nd. News sponsored by E&E Construction, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank Trust. Another very warm day, low to mid-90s with a heat index up around 100 for this afternoon. A weekend fire won't keep a Chickasha plant from opening up today. The story part of today's cool news.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
A three-alarm blaze kept fire crews busy at Chickasha's Green Bay packaging over the weekend. The fire started just a few minutes after the plant closed Friday. Chickasha fire crews called in Anadarko and Tuttle to help battle the flames, which are contained inside the building. There was one person in the office when the fire started, but she was able to escape without injury. Crews on the scene for about 3 hours. Chickasha Fire Chief Brian Zaleski said the fire started at a malfunctioning compressor. Plant manager Mark Hoppenjan says it appears the part in the compressor overheated, causing some material around the unit to catch fire. He said they did have a backup compressor on site. They were going to install that this weekend and believe the plant would be back in operation this morning with no work lost because of the fire. Children of needy families can get free daily meals in a number of areas thanks to the Regional Food Bank. The summer food program running almost every weekday through the summer. The food bank provides backpacks filled with food for the kids during the weekends during school. But Angie Doss with the food bank said they offer the summer program while the youth are out of class too.
No school means no food. So the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, we have a summer feeding program where students 18 and under can go and receive a free meal at different sites around our service area.
In Chickasha, the program at the YMCA from 11:30 to 12:30. They also serve a snack later on in the afternoon. In Anadarko, the kids can go to the city's library. Now, the programs will close Wednesday for the 4th of July. Anadarko's summer program will end July 31st, while the Chickasha program will run through August 10th. By the way, the spring food drive for the Regional Food Bank, held by the mailmen and women in Oklahoma, again a big success. It brought in more than 745,000 pounds of food and nearly $155,000 in cash donations. Postal patrons across the state placed bags of food at their mailboxes in May for the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It's put on by the National Association of Letter Carriers, the National Rural Letter Carriers, and the United States Postal Service. The donated food to be distributed to nearly 200 communities in central and western parts of the state. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty. And you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Well, we're past the halfway point of 2018 in July, but it also means a new year for many city, county, and state offices as they go by a fiscal year basis that usually starts the 1st of July and ends the following June 30th. So the 2019 fiscal year is underway, and the Chickasha City Council having its first meeting of the new fiscal year this evening. The group to hear a presentation from the accounting firm of Crawford & Associates and may authorize City Hall to go out for bids for a sidewalk improvement program. And the panel also expected to recognize Robert Jackson of the Parks Department of the City as the city's employee of the month. City Council meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. The son of Grady County Sheriff Jim Ware has been promoted. Ben Ware recently promoted to lieutenant with the Oklahoma City Police Department. The sheriff was able to attend that ceremony. Many communities celebrating the 4th of July early this year, activities and fireworks over the weekend. Other areas marking America's 242nd birthday early. tonight include Blanchard. Activity starting about 6 o'clock. Live music to include Blanchard's own Grammy Award-winning Jody Miller. Other performances from Banana Seat and the Oklahoma Symphonic Band. Fireworks to start at dusk about 9:45. Chickasha's Independence Day Party will be Wednesday, July 4th. The Chickasha Area Arts Council to host activities at Shannon Springs Park starting at 4 p.m. Local businesses have contributed up to $15,000 for the fireworks display at the park Wednesday night, featuring about 3,500 fireworks. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange opening the month at $74.15 a barrel, up 11% in June, up 23% for the first half of the year. London-based Brent crude at $79.44. Natural gas starting at $2.92 per million BTU. Gold, $1,249, and silver, $16. Our cool weather forecast calling for sunshine today. We'll have a high in the low to mid 90s, and factor in the humidity, it'll feel like up around 100. Right now it's fair and 75 after a morning low of 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 6.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, golfers at the Winter Creek Golf and Country Club over the weekend able to dodge raindrops to get both rounds in of the Independent Shootout Golf Tournament presented by Knippelmeyer Chevrolet. And it was the uncle-nephew combination of Kevin and Clayton Keck who won the championship flight. They fired a 13-under 59 yesterday, and they finished the two-day tournament at 24-under 120, and that was good for a one-shot victory. Clayton Keck said they got off to a super start yesterday, making some pretty long putts.
We birdied the first 8 in a row. My partner, my uncle, made a bomb on number 4, about a 50-footer for birdie, kind of keep us in it. And then, I made an eagle putt that had about 15 feet of break in it on number 8. We kind of talked about it and we're laughing. We were looking at it and be like, well, we do good at two putt, and happened to get one to catch the left lip and dive in the holes.
The Kecks were one of three championship flight teams that shot sub 60 rounds of the two-man scramble yesterday. The low round of the day and the tournament went to defending champions Josh Bryan of Edmond and Philip Bryan of Mustang, who shot 58 yesterday, but that was good for third place finish, 3 shots back of the leaders. A-flight winners were the team of Blake Callahan of Blanchard and Martin Miles of Edmond. They were 19-under, 125 for a 3-shot win over Zach Poole and Trevor Earls. B-flight winners, Eric Smith and Danny Whitmer, they finished 9-under, 135 for a 1-shot win over Brad McGraw and Jeff Metrick. C-flight winners, Kerry Henderson and Jerry Gordon, who were 2-under, 142. That was good for a 2-shot win over Mike Walters and Dustin Holcomb. Walters and Holcomb won second place at a playoff over Blaine Brooks and Troy Avent. That went 4 holes. And D-flight winners, Danny Stonebarger and Steve Eubank, they were 5-over, 149 to defeat Joe Felton and Trevor Harrison by 2 shots. The Oklahoma City Dodgers broke a 6-game losing streak over the weekend, defeating New Orleans Saturday night in the first game of doubleheader 6-4, but they dropped the nightcap 11-5, and the Dodgers lost again yesterday 2-1. The Dodgers continue playing in New Orleans through tomorrow. They will be home for a 4th of July game Wednesday night. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and E&E Construction.